143. Quit smoking. If you had 10 minutes every few hours, or even a few times a day, to relax, chill out, disconnect, breathe deeply, and take a break, why would anyone give that up? Most people wouldn't, unless it had a cigarette at the end of it. Yet, with all the knowledge available today about the negative effects of smoking, so many people still do it. Addictions, habits, and behaviors such as smoking are fairly easy to change with NLP. The trick is, we don't treat smoking. We treat the benefits you get from smoking and address the habit. The unconscious mind is an interesting thing. It not only stores all our memories and emotions, but is also tremendously easy to program and reprogram. It works best with repetition and habits, which is why the act of smoking is so easy to create a habit of. This also means that it can be an easy habit to break, too. But it's not just the habit. That's the easy part we can do with NLP. You will learn how to change the coding of your unconscious mind so we can begin to rewire how you think, feel, and act towards cigarettes and smoking. This also seems to change or reroute the nicotine in the brain, cutting off any cravings or symptoms of cravings. This in turn creates a halt in behavioral habit. The more important aspect of any addiction is looking at the meaning and belief that has been put on smoking. If smoking means taking a break, or gathering my thoughts, or disconnecting from my life, we use our NLP skills to first identify how you want to achieve these things instead of smoking. If someone is about to lose their ability to relax a few times a day, do you really think they're going to quit smoking? No. As a coach working with people to quit smoking, we identify a person's desired state. It's not just, I want to quit smoking, but it's often more involved than that. We want to know what life is going to be like smoke-free. Then, we will use our NLP techniques to change old beliefs, build resources, and create a mind framework to not only remove smoking from their unconscious awareness, but to ensure that they don't miss out on any of the positive benefits provided to them in the first place by smoking.